Good evening. For WBAI News in New York, I'm Linda Perry. This week, Brooklyn Borough President Antonio Reynoso launched a campaign aimed at addressing maternal health disparities in communities of color. He held a press conference on Fulton Street in Brooklyn to introduce his maternal health task force and new initiatives, which he says will help make Brooklyn the safest place for black and brown women to have babies. Here's the borough president.
You've heard me say this more times than we can keep track, but we will continue to remind people that black and brown communities in Brooklyn are facing crisis-level risks of complications during pregnancy, childbirth, and the year after. The black maternal health crisis is one of, if not the grossest inequity that exists in our time. And I won't allow my time as borough president to go without seeing this change or seeing that change. I made a promise to you that in 4 years, I would make Brooklyn the safest place in the city to have babies. And within a year into my administration, we've made significant investments and established councils that would lead us to meet this goal in due time, including establishing the Great Maternal Health Task Force that's composed of black female experts in various spaces that impact maternal health, from obstetrics to midwifery, mental health, and more. And we have many of them here from the Maternal Health Task Force, and I want to thank them. Yes. We've also made a historic allocation of $45 million to three Brooklyn public hospitals to help them build state-of-the-art birthing centers built to save lives. 2 weeks ago, we announced our partnership with Met Council to pilot Born in Brooklyn, a resource box program for new parents getting maternal care at select Brooklyn health sites. We still have a lot of work to do to ensure that disparities found in maternal mortality rates between black and brown pregnant people are reduced and even eliminated. Today, we are launching a multimedia, multicultural maternal health educational ad campaign to connect Brooklynites with information and resources for healthier pregnancies. The campaign includes English, Spanish, and Haitian Creole ads at select Brooklyn bus stops, like the one we're at this morning, urban panels and subway stations, and digital ads on Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube that lead people to an online resource guide. And this is an example of a resource guide that will be coming out very soon. And it has all the information here that you need and how the city can help you. The ads at bus shelters, subway stations can be found in the primarily black, brown, Caribbean, and Latino communities where the highest rates of maternal mortality and morbidity have been reported. Every aspect of this campaign was entirely led. You got left.
Sounds of Brooklyn.
Yes, it's all good. Every aspect of this campaign was entirely led by the experts who sit on my maternal health task force, including the images depicting pregnant people of color, the neighborhoods the ads are in, the languages that they are translated in, and the information in our resource guide. We know that the crisis in maternal health is most acute among Haitian women, and that's why you'll see the information in Haitian Creole language where high populations of Haitians live. The information in the Healthy Pregnancy Resource Guide includes everything from nutritional guidance, emotional wellness plans, and a person's legal rights as a patient in New York State to resources for accessing health insurance, midwifery support, and doula services, and more. This resource guide will live on our website as a living document, but has also been distilled into pamphlets where 50,000 units will be distributed across health spaces in Brooklyn. We will make Brooklyn the safest place to have a baby, and we will use every tactic possible to reach that goal. From strategic investments, partnerships, and education that will empower our pregnant Brooklynites to advocate for the safe, comprehensive care they need and deserve. We couldn't have done this without the dedication and expertise of our Maternal Health Task Force, which some of the members are here with us today. I have my task force's two co-chairs with me here today, and I want to call up first Dr. Helena Grant, our Auntie Helena to my sons, who's the director of midwifery at Woodhull, and she actually caught my first baby, Alejandro. So it's very happy to have her here, and I want to bring up Miss Helena Grant.
Greetings and salutations, everyone. I'm happy to be here today. Midwife Helena Grant, very proud midwife, not doctor, so small correction there.
Yes.
But this is about the journey forward to making Brooklyn the safest place to birth for all women and birthing people. This is about the borough president being a steadfast promise keeper. When he initially launched this campaign, he was very strategic. He was also very purposeful. And so what you are seeing here unfold before your eyes is the purposeful coordination of the maternal task force team that is diligent in meeting, and constantly putting together the pieces, unpacking the problem, speaking transparently, and working together to fortify the citizens of Brooklyn. There should be no pregnant person who doesn't have what I call the three S's: a birth that is safe, a birth that is satisfying, and a birth that is sacred. And so we understand that this is a problem that is not just a problem when you're pregnant, it is not just a problem when you're laboring and giving birth, and it's not just a problem after you have the baby for that first year. It is a problem about the system that exists for obstetrics. It is a problem that exists in the system of the patriarchal model of medicine. And it is a problem that exists when we look at statistics with Black and brown people being the ones who have the most highest rates of maternal mortality and morbidity. We have to call out the racism that exists. We have to look at history. And so we are doing all of that, and we are fortifying the vision. As the borough president talked about, he first started with his promise-keeping efforts to make the Brooklyn Health and Hospitals centers that have birthing suites beautiful. But it doesn't stop there, because he's also very coordinated and purposeful, again, about what happens in them. Because we know that a place can look pretty, but what happens in it is not pretty. Yeah. And so we need to marry those two concepts. That is being diligently worked on. And so this information campaign is about the precept that knowledge is power. And so we know that when we give this knowledge to those who are open and willing to receive it, we can make their minds, their hearts, their souls, and their spirits expansive into what they know about pregnancy care, what they know about access, and what they know about their deserving walking forward. And so we've completed two steps of this, but there's more to come. We're proud to be on this task force and to serve under this borough president, who not only puts his money where his mouth is, but has the heart and the mind and the soul to be a promise keeper. That's my nickname for him, the promise keeper. And so I'm very proud to be part of this task force, and I look forward to continuing working with everyone.
Thank you. Thank you. When you have folks like Ms. Elena Grant holding you accountable, you keep your promises. Let me tell you. The other half of the co-chairmanship of the Maternal Health Task Force is Dr. Wendy Wilcox. And I just want to say, for Health and Hospitals, could have not been a partner, and kind of left us in the dark in doing this work, and they didn't. They showed up and have been helpful and have been partners in the most sacred of ways. Understanding how important this is, they've stepped up and really been, I can't tell you how grateful I am, the partnership that Health and Hospitals has given us. I really don't feel like we could have gotten this far without it. So I want to thank Health and Hospitals, and thank Dr. Wendy Wilcox for all the work that she's done as our co-chair. And please say a few words.
Thank you, Borough President, and good morning, everyone. My name is Dr. Wendy Wilcox, and I'm the Chief Women's Health Officer for New York City Health and Hospitals. And as Borough President said, we are a proud partner in this work. I'm so grateful and privileged to be part of this magnificent task force. You heard from my co-chair, Ms. Helena Grant, how we really feel that this is actually a mission and a mission of our souls to make the birth process and afterwards safer for all New Yorkers, but mainly for Brooklyn and certainly for Brooklyn women of color. It took a lot of courage for the borough president to put together a task force that looks like the women who are having the most difficulties during the birth process. We know that Black and brown women in New York City have between an 8% and 9% chance of having worse outcomes, morbidity and mortality during the birth process. So to put together a task force of people who look like that population, who are committed to that population and who want to make things safer, took a lot of courage and effort, and we are with him every step of the way. On behalf of Health and Hospitals, we want to thank Borough President Reynoso for his $45 million, let me say that one more time, $45 million commitment to our three New York City Health and Hospitals in Brooklyn. He gave 100% of his capital budget to these hospitals, so he put his money where his mouth is, and we are going to make sure that we make birthing safer for women in Brooklyn. So I could not be a prouder member. I'm proud of all the work of my colleagues on this task force, and I'm grateful to do the work. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Dr. Wilcox. All right. I do want to make sure that this is something that I care deeply about, but the task force is, runs the entire show. Everything you see has come from the work of the task force. I just sign off on it at the end after they bring it to my desk. So I'm just extremely grateful for the great work that they've done. And it's always great to hear from the experts, which we just did, and advocates, partners, and elected officials that are making commitments to saving lives. But for me, it's important to also put front and center the people who are doing this work, or who we're doing this work for, the people that are most affected. The lives a campaign like this can impact. And I want to call up Raina Rickards, a new mommy to baby Jayla, who is brought to us through our network of maternal health services. Raina, you're going to be seeing her a lot because she's going to be on Facebook, TikTok, and Instagram in your 15-second ads. So don't press them quickly. Let them run through and hear what Raina has to say, because she graciously served as a voice in our campaign's video, being that real person perspective that we always have to keep in mind. So Raina, please come on up, and congratulations. Raina was pregnant during the video, then had the baby. The next day she had the baby, so. Come on, Raina.
Okay. Thank you, Borough President Reynoso, not just for the opportunity to speak today, but for also continuing to invest in the lives of Black and brown women, lives like mine. I am a proud mom of two girls who are 7 years old and 3 weeks old.
Yay.
I was fortunate to have two healthy and easy pregnancies, partly due to the help of my doulas who empowered me and advocated for the care that I deserved. When asked to be a part of the Reynoso Maternal Health Educational Campaign, I thought about the many other women and pregnant people who will learn about doulas and other services available that puts us and our babies first. Our service, these services shouldn't be secret, and we shouldn't have to rely on luck just to safely give birth and take our healthy babies home. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you, Raina. That was great. Now you know why she's the star of the video. So the information in the Healthy Pregnancy Resource Guide, we did that one already. All right. Now we're going to, this work, we don't do it by ourselves, obviously. I'm very grateful to the fact that I am the president of this great borough in Brooklyn, because the allies that I have in this work on a legislative level are second to none, are people that have experienced this and have censored this work in the work that they're doing either at the city level or at the state level. So I want to call up a couple of folks. And I want to start off with Assemblymember Brian Cunningham, who actually has his own maternal health task force. And it just shows, you know, Black men showing up and ensuring that we're a part of that conversation. And it doesn't happen, it doesn't happen by luck. He has experiences that he's gone through related to this issue that are extremely meaningful to him and have made him a foremost advocate. The same way I got started in this is that when you see it, when you go through it, there's no way you cannot step up. So I want to call out Brian Cunningham.
All right, Brian. Thank you so much, Borough President Reynoso, or AKA the Promise Keeper.
Yes.
Thank you for keeping your promise. Thank you for your investment, not just in your time of your task force, but in the resources you provide to the borough. Someone mentioned the word journey earlier, and my wife and I are on our own journey towards maternal health. 3 years ago, I had no idea I was involved in this fight, in this struggle with many of the folks here today. When my wife was diagnosed with endometriosis, fibroid cysts, and we began our own journey towards parenthood, which is not a complete journey, but a journey we've started. So it gives me great pride to know that our borough president and so many of our partners and elected officials, the senator to the assembly, to the city council, are doing this work every single day to make sure that We're creating conditions for safety, not only in our hospitals, but in our communities. Whether we're talking about access to food, whether we're talking about gun safety, all these things are the conditions that create a healthy environment. And a woman decides that she wants to have a child, that she can have that child in a safe environment. So, Borough President, again, thank you for your promise. Thank you for your commitment. Thank you for creating language access as well. I represent a large Caribbean American community that consists of a lot of Haitian American speakers. So I'm just so grateful for this initiative and looking forward to joining you in this fight, not just today, but every day. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much. And yesterday I was actually speaking to Assemblymember Chandler Waterman about the work that we're doing here. And, you know, being a black woman and understanding these struggles and knowing that in her district is one of the most affected districts when it comes to maternal health. I asked her to come, and overnight she was like, absolutely, I'll be there, don't worry about it. Another promise keeper. So I want to just thank Assemblymember Chandler Waterman for being here and to say a few words.
Okay, thank you so much. And I want to thank the Borough President Reynoso for putting resources behind his words. How about talk the talk and walk the walk? That's what we have in our promise keeper today. So I believe there's a song about you too. So my name is Monique Chandler Waterman. I'm New York State Assemblymember. I've been here for 6 months. I have four beautiful children, 21 years old, 19, 16, and 14. I was that 19-year-old that got pregnant, had a child at 20, and because I presented young, and because I'm a black woman, and I come from the neighborhood I came from, I wasn't listened to. My husband at the time was told, a baby just don't fly out like so, you gotta wait. We weren't told a lot of information until my mom came and rehabbed it in the hospital. And I was blessed to have a Caribbean doctor who kind of understand the needs and was able to guide me through. So to be here today is so emotional because I was always told growing up, 1 foot in the grave, 1 foot out of the grave. That's what we're told when we're younger, when we're having kids. And to know you're sitting in a room and you're afraid to ask questions. I told my husband, don't complain, I gotta be here. And I could die by accident here too. So I remember those feelings of being in those hospital beds. So to be here today is so emotional and is so much needed and about time. And we have a great advocate right here in the Borough President. The most effective way to educate women who have far too long been ignored, right? Marginalized and given substandard care is to speak to them in their own language. How about that? Making sure you can understand. We have to dismantle the structural racism that it affects maternal health, and one of the best ways to do that is through education, a resource guide. I'm like, my goodness, something so simple, so needed, didn't happen until now. So this crisis will never end if we are not proactive and women do not know the right to proper physical and mental health care, not only during childbirth, but post prenatal. Everything, just in general when it comes to health. So I'm glad to stand here today with my colleagues, stand here with the maternal task force. That is great for that foresight and that leadership. And thank you so much. I'm glad to be here.
Yes, all right, thank you. All right, and now I was replaced by my chief of staff, then chief of staff, Councilwoman Jennifer Gutierrez, who just had her baby at Woodhull Hospital as well. And I talk about this all the time. Elected officials will never dare say that they're not gonna send their kids to public schools, because it's extremely important that you send your kids to public schools, because it's the institutions that we hold accountable. And if you can't send your kids there, why should anyone not send their kids there? So it's the same thing, it should be the same thing with hospitals. They're our hospitals. These public hospitals should be frequented and used by the people that are held accountable for them, which are elected officials. And it doesn't happen. They go to private hospitals. Elected officials go to private hospitals. And I don't think that's a fair or just thing to say to the people in the communities that, oh, you go there, but I won't.
Hey.
That's nonsense. So I had both of my kids in Woodhull. Assemblymember Farrah Safant had her kids in Woodhull. And Jennifer Gutierrez, also walking the walk, had her kid in Woodhull. So I just want to bring her up and thank the councilwoman for all the work that she's done on this issue.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I'm proud to walk the walk. I'm also an HHC baby myself.
Oh, yeah.
And so it was with great pride that I was able to have a wonderful and beautiful experience with Ms. Grant and at Woodhull. I just want to highlight and elevate two things that the borough president said. One is his ability to be so humble in this process and say, you know, the task force does all the work. I just sign it off at the end. It's obviously so much more complex than that. But if we can just for a second really elevate the value in that, that we have a man leading this movement on Black maternal health saying, this doesn't affect me directly. I'm gonna bring in the people that it does. You are the closest to the problem. You are the closest to the solution. And his ability to represent an entire borough and say, you all lead this, and let me just support you, that speaks volumes to his leadership and the future of this borough. So I just wanna acknowledge that, because it's not easy. It's not easy for someone in this position to say, I'm gonna step aside and let you all do this. And so I just wanna recognize him, because that says a lot about his background and a lot about the community that raised him. I also just want to highlight what the Assemblywoman said, that she was lucky to have a Caribbean doctor. And in my instance, I was lucky to have Woodhull. In these instances, it makes me feel like we have a higher responsibility, where our exception should be the standard. If we are still in 5-10 years saying, oh, I was lucky to have these dynamics, I was lucky to have, you know, these right amount of people in the room, we want to move away from that. Because this such luck is not how we should be holding ourselves accountable, is not how we should be moving our public health system forward. And I'm confident that with the borough president, the support that we have from the assembly members, and even the city council, we have a huge role to play. And I was so happy to be able to pass legislation that's gonna be able to work hand in hand with the borough president's project here to elevate, to make sure that people know what's going on. And the last thing I'll say is how important it is that this campaign is going to where people are at. It's very easy to make this announcement from City Hall where people aren't having babies. But you're doing this in Brooklyn, you're doing this in the communities where people need it the most, where people are actually going about their business and moving about their lives, and I think that is really valuable, because he had a choice and he was very intentional about doing that here. So I just want to applaud the work that you're doing. I'm obviously an ally for life, and I just want to continue to stand here with you all, and congratulations. Thank you. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Thank you, Councilwoman. And part of the Men That Get It crew, we have a senator in this district. Now, it's important to note that, we need to stay on top of it. And it's all hands on deck. I talk about the fact that over generations, the only thing we've done is incremental progress on this issue. Incremental. Black women were dying, and we think it's okay to just bring down from 9.4 to 9.2 to 8.9, and that we're gonna call that progress and be happy. It's about eradicating all of it. Yeah. And it's about over-resourcing this issue until we can find equity in the services that we're providing for all women in our borough. And there's no stronger advocate at the state level as a senator in putting money into the resources like our public hospitals, like focusing on our public institutions that need to do this work so we can start dealing with the inequities and the disparities that we hear about too often in our neighborhood. So I want to bring up Senator Jabari Brisport. Thank you, my brother.
Thank you, Mr. President. State Senator Jabari Brisport, I represent Bed-Stuy and a few other neighborhoods in Brooklyn. I also chair the Committee on Children and Families in the New York State Senate. And I want to thank the borough president for welcoming me to the Men Who Get It caucus, but also for being a very clear example of politicians who understand that the best things happen when we see things from start to finish for working people, right? You know, we often talk about passing legislation, but we also must acknowledge the implementation of the resources are important too. That, you know, allocating the funding is one thing, but also ensuring that people know about the funding available and that they know about the resources available too. This informational campaign, this educational campaign, this task force, absolutely critical. And yes, at the state level, I will continue to fight for higher taxes on the wealthy who do not pay their fair share taxes, so we can invest more deeply into our hospitals and the services to keep people having safe births, safe motherhoods, and safe families. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Thank you. I want to thank everybody that's behind me because that's exactly how I feel. I feel like I'm being carried through this, and I'm extremely grateful. The task force didn't play any games. What you see here are people that are most affected. The people that are dying on these beds in a year after look like the people in these ads, right? And these are also people that don't see themselves in these ads. Yes. They never do. But now you walk by, You see these images, they represent you, and we're hoping that it attracts people to scan and go on the website so we can get the resources. And we got a lot more work to do. This is real. We will make Brooklyn the safest place in the city to have a baby. That is real.
Brooklyn Borough President Antonio Reynoso, along with members of the Borough President's Maternal Health Task Force and elected officials, on the launch of a new maternal health pregnancy campaign. You can find the resource guide you just heard about at brooklyn-usa.org/healthy-pregnancy. Again, that's brooklyn-usa.org/healthy-pregnancy. The guide includes everything from nutritional health guidance, emotional wellness plans, and a person's legal rights as a patient in New York State. It also includes resources for health insurance, midwifery support, and doula services. This is listener-sponsored, non-commercial WBAI New York, broadcasting at 99.5 FM, streaming at WBAI.org. Thanks for listening.